today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I have an important question for you, John. Do you have Malort behind the bar?
Hey there, everybody. This is Jim Lenihan on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster may be joining us on this episode. He's experiencing some technical difficulties right now, and I can see him on the Zoom, but I cannot hear him. And hopefully he'll get that resolved and he will join us here. So in the meantime, what we're going to talk about today is Suburbs Fest, which is coming up July 30th through August 1st, and specifically we're going to talk about the Saturday, August 1st portion of the fest. That will be two events in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Corner Lounge. There will be an afternoon event at 3 p.m. We're going to do our podcast recording show with some local artists from Knoxville. And then that evening at, let me check my notes here, at 8 p.m., we're going to have three bands playing also at the Corner Lounge. That will be Knoxville's Court Jar, along with Frank Muffin and Maddie C., all friends of the podcast. It's going to be a great time. There are people coming from across the country. We hope you will be there too. All right. And there's details at suburbspod.com/fest. And for today's episode, we're going to talk with John Harbison at the Corner Lounge. John, you're the owner of the Corner Lounge?
I am. The Corner's been around since like 1934. It closed in 2008 for about 10 years, and then we reopened in 2018. Me and a buddy of mine reopened it, and then I bought him out about 4 years later.
Okay. Yeah. So what I wanted to do was just have you jump right into that story, because I noticed something on the Corner Lounge website. This is all it says in the About Us section. It says it's a classic love story. They met in a neighborhood bar, married, and fell in love with the Corner Lounge, one of the oldest bars in Knoxville. That's it. That's all it says. So tell us, what is this story about meeting and falling in love with the Corner Lounge?
That's probably more confusing than not. We actually met at a bar when I was a bartender. We both went to college in East Tennessee, Upper East Tennessee. We did not meet at the Corner Lounge. We just own it now.
Hello?
That's my wife's in charge of all our social media stuff. So
okay,
hey, so Patrick.
So this is Patrick is joining us now. All right, we got him. So this is you and your wife, and her name is
Sandra.
Sandra. Okay.
Harbison.
Okay, got it. And you run the Corner Lounge together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, got it. All right, Patrick's on now.
Go ahead. Bought out my old partner in 22.
Got it. Patrick's on now. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry about that, folks. There's a little bit of a microphone problem, but hey, John, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you mentioned that the Corner Lounge is one of the oldest bars in Knoxville. Give our listeners kind of a sense of what the place is like and why it has endured so long. What makes it special?
It's an older neighborhood in Knoxville. Like I said, it opened originally as the Dutch Grill in 1934, operated for a few years under that. And in mid-40s, it became the Corner. And it's just been a Knoxville institution in the late 60s, a guy named Con Hunley started playing piano here, and he ended up, you know, he would play every weekend. There was always a huge crowd, and he ended up being pretty successfully musically. He signed a couple of record deals, you know, ended up moving to Nashville. So in the 70s, you know, Con was a big deal. We still see him out and about in Knoxville sometimes. And it was just a place where, you know, people came from downtown Knoxville kind of came in the corner lounge. We, you know, we'd get the University of Tennessee football players trying to duck out away from campus so they wouldn't get in trouble, and just all kinds of characters. It stayed open until 2008, and the gentleman that owned it then, Ed Quartz, who was a musician and just he was a drummer. He was a really good guy, but it ended up ended up going bankrupt and closed it for about 10 years. It was closed. They had a bookstore in here. There was a sandwich shop in here. And then in 2017, in December, the sandwich shop closed. And me and my friend, my buddy, came in and decided to reopen it as the corner lounge. We had to come in and put everything back together. The bar had been cut into POS stations for the bookstore, and but we've got the original bar that was built in the late 40s still in here. Wow. It's since we opened, you know, we struggled through COVID a little bit, just like everybody, and made it through somehow. And the neighborhood has just really embraced us. They, you know, we've got a ton of regulars. I don't know. We're just really lucky to have good customers and good employees.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love those kinds of places, sort of these local institutions, right? And good on you for sort of bringing it, you know, for reviving it, bringing it back. So that's great. How often do you do live music there?
Usually almost every weekend. There are sometimes, if there's a bigger event in Knoxville, that our regular crowd might attend, we might not have music that weekend. For instance, Bonnaroo is in West Tennessee this weekend. I booked somebody out of, Austin, Texas. Brian Wolf and the Howlers are playing here tonight. He's traveling through town. He's played here before. They're good guys, good Americana band. And we've had mostly locals. I try to, you know, give local artists a chance to play here, and it's you know, done well for us.
That's great. How would you describe yourself as a music fan?
I am a music fan. I'm a big music fan. I'm not much of a musician, but, I like a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, I was born in the 60s, so I've gone through, you know, the 70s stuff, watched punk evolve. I listen to a little bit of everything. Old country, it's pretty eclectic.
You've said a lot of key words here that make us feel like you're one of us.
Yeah, I think it's right up our alley, John. There's no doubt. I have an important question for you, John. Do you have Malort behind the bar?
We do. We do. Right. I've got old style as well, if you'd like a handshake.
Oh, boy. That could be trouble. Yes.
Old style, man. I thought that was just a Chicago thing.
Oh, no, it's a pretty big favorite around here.
Oh, that's nice. Good to hear. All right. We'll try to clear you out.
Well, great. I'll make sure and order. I'll make sure and order extra.
I was wondering, John, I mean, how much of a university crowd, since obviously the university is very large, but, do you get a lot of students hanging around, or is it more of a, like a locals kind of a place?
It's more of a locals kind of place. I mean, we get a few students, but we're probably far enough away from campus to where there's closer venues for them to go to.
Got it. Okay.
It's mostly a locals, you know, kind of a older crew than
right.
Other than college age.
Right. Yeah, that's also right up our alley, I would definitely say.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about owning a neighborhood bar?
I think the best thing is just getting to know the regulars and the people that come in. And the worst thing is probably any bar owner would tell you is it's a lot. You know, I'm here a lot. 10 a.m. is early for me. So, we open at 11, close at midnight. But like I said, I've got some great employees that I depend on as well. So
You mentioned the regulars. This is more a couple of times, I think you mentioned the regulars, and that's great. Do you have sort of Knoxville's version of Norm and Cliff?
Yeah, actually, several versions, probably.
But do you also handle the booking, John, for bands?
I do.
And yeah. How does that work? Do you get people coming up to you or reaching out and saying, hey, we'd like to play here? Or do you actively recruit based on, you know, what's happening that week or that month?
I don't actively recruit. I've got a email address that people send their stuff to. And I kind of filter through that and you know, they usually send links so I can look at what kind of music they play. And if mm-hmm. we dig it, we'll try to book them.
Cool. That's very cool. And I would imagine the word of mouth gets out, right? When somebody, like you mentioned, is playing and wants to come back, they probably spread that word to others who they know or they associate with, right? And so you kind of get a group that way.
Right. That's actually happens a lot too. I'll get, you know, somebody will say, hey, my buddy so-and-so plays in this band and, you know, they're looking to get in there or they'll have maybe a friend coming through town that's touring somewhere and they just need a, you know, a place to play somewhere around Knoxville. So we'll get them in here on occasion as well.
I think it's great that you support, you know, local bands playing original yeah. music, because I think that's it's harder and harder for bands to play original music to find these venues anymore. It seems like it's all been taken over by tribute bands that sort of become the big thing.
Yes.
You know, so I don't really have a question here other than I think it's great that you support that, because I think that's it's really difficult for musicians now to find those places to, you know, those outlets.
Yeah, I agree. It's more and more of the stuff I'm seeing wanting to come in here is more of, like you said, maybe a tribute band. And there's plenty of places that those guys can play. So I typically steer away from them.
Okay.
John, I got to ask you, what is good to eat? I know you have a menu that looks like you have some good sandwiches and things, but what do you recommend for us patrons?
Yeah, now we're getting to the real questions here.
Well, we have, you know, we've got a small kitchen, got some bar food, wings, hot dogs, but there's a kind of a thing in Knoxville. You guys it used to be a pretty big Knoxville thing. It's steamed hoagies.
Really?
You guys familiar with that at all?
No.
No?
Yeah. So we steam our bread and the meats to heat them up. It makes for a really good sandwich. We've got a Reuben we call the Toots Shore. We got an Italian sandwich. We got an Italian beef. My chef, so to speak, we used to do the Italian beef as a special. And it was his idea, and it was so popular that we just had to put it on the regular menu. So we sell a lot of them. And that was before the bear was on and everybody was doing it. Yeah. So we've been doing that for a while too.
That's very cool. Love that. Steamed hoagie. I've never heard of it. I can't wait. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I'm super excited now. I love it when, you know, you get sort of local specialties like that.
I love it. And I do like wings, and that to me is like when I go to a bar, I got to try the wings to sort of judge. You know what I mean? Like you go to a restaurant, like I want to try this sort of item and see how these are. So I'm looking forward to definitely doing that at the Corner Lounge for sure.
You're right. We get a lot of compliments.
Oh, excellent. Now we will try this year, right, Jim, to be a little less hungover on Saturday.
I make no promises, but we'll try. We'll try.
We'll try.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because this is the closing night of the fest. So it'll be a big blowout. It'll be a big blowout for sure.
Yeah. Cork Jar from Knoxville has done the theme song for our podcast for years and years now. So we've heard their music, we've listened to them, but we've never seen them live. So we're all very, very excited to see them play a headlining set at the Corner Lounge. That's going to be great.
You will enjoy it.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks very much, John. This is great.
Oh, thank you guys. We're excited about it down here. So we're ready to roll.
All right. So everybody go to suburbspod.com/fest and you can get all the information. We hope to see you there. Whether you're in the Knoxville area or from other parts of the country, get there. All right. We got a hotel, preferred hotel with a discount. It should still be active. You can find that link at the website, and you see all the information about the different events. And we got two events at the Corner Lounge on that Saturday, one at 3 p.m. with the podcast recording show. We are just finalizing the guests for that, but there'll be local musicians who will play some songs, and we'll interview them. That's always a lot of fun. And then the live music showcase with the three bands I mentioned, Court Jar, Frank Muffin, and Maddie C. And all of this is free for people. So
that's right.
Even better. So you'll have extra money that you can spend on old style and steamed hoagies. All right.
There you go.
And more.
And more. That's right. And more. To wash it all down.
Oh, man.
Hey, John, I hope you don't mind. I'd like to put you on the spot here. We usually play music with when we do these episodes, like a closing song. Can you give us a song to close out this episode? I hate to do this to people.
I think it's great. I love it.
Now you got me stuck.
It's always hard when you're not expecting that question.
What's a popular song among Corner Lounge regulars?
That is a great question. We have all our bartenders play different music or different channels. We have satellite radio, so to cover all the licensing stuff. I don't know. Let's do some Rolling Stones. Paint It Black, man.
There we go.
Nice.
Dig it.
Love it.
Excellent choice. All right. All right. Thanks again. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
John Harbison.
Thanks, John. We'll see you soon, man, in Knoxville. We're going to tear it up.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it, guys.
All right. See you later.
Do you have a jukebox at the Corner Lounge?
We do not.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Jim has one in his house.
Yeah, should I bring it down?
Yeah.
It's up to you, man. If you want to deal with it, you go for it.
I'm not sure. I was going to say, it does require maintenance. I'm not sure if it would survive a ride all the way down 95 and to Knoxville.
Too much maintenance, John. I would not recommend. Yeah. Getting an old mechanical 45s jukebox. Yeah. If you're going to get one of those touch tunes things.
Yeah, there you go.
Much easier to deal with.